My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
How are you today? Are you enjoying the perpetual winter of Pennsylvania, all the snow every day?
No.
But you always talk about how much you love snow.
I'm done.
I kind of understand it, but you being from the South.
Yeah.
But I'm glad.
Now I'm done.
I'm glad you're finally on the same page as me.
But I mean, next winter it'll start over and I'll be excited the first couple times and then I'll be done again.
Yeah, just like whenever we go down to North Carolina to meet your family in the summer, I'm so excited to be able to write my name in the air because it's so fucking humid. It's just great. I totally get it.
Yeah, how my hair, like,
yeah,
as I walk outside.
Your hair goes from stick straight to afro.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But I'm glad you're over the snow, like me.
Mm-hmm.
But you seriously think, after this hell year, you are going to be back into snow next year?
Yeah.
All right, then. So, we both got our things this week. You have been excited all week for yours.
I did my homework early.
Very early.
I was excited.
You did your homework so early that you wanted to record the mini episode right after we recorded the main episode for last week.
It's really hard to find something that I know that you'll like and not give it to you right now.
Okay, so do you want to go first then?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First, I tried to find one that wasn't sexual.
Okay.
But it's hard.
Okay.
So
that's what she said.
So hard. You took it. Took my joke, and that was rude.
I thought your joke was hard.
It was, but I said so hard at the same time you said that's what she said. So you ruined it. I got to preface this by saying there's a longer version of this video that I'm not giving you. But it's of a news report about a girl who got in trouble at a high school for having sex with 25 boys in the bathroom.
Okay.
25.
That's a significant number.
Yes.
That's
what the whole like news report's about. And then the video I'm sending you is a shortened one that's a compilation of, like, some locals' opinions
okay.
on the matter.
Okay, so local yokel fucking news.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like our...
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, our Dunkin' Donuts one. It'll be like that.
Cold coffee. All right, so since this is a YouTube video, I'll play the audio in podcast.
You'll listen to it now on your phone, but we'll put the audio in the podcast.
And I will also put a link to it in the episode notes so you can watch it yourselves.
Okay.
Multiple teenagers having sex in a school bathroom during the school day. Girl told deputies it happened at South Fort Myers High on Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Butera.
I'm Christopher Lasong. The incident report says there was one girl inside the bathroom and 25 boys were seen going in and out of that bathroom.
Parents stunned.
Oh, that girl been doing that ever since middle school. Like, I guess it got out of hand when the teachers found out.
Been doing that in their family. A mama did it, a grandma did it. My grandma even know about it. What's the white girl name? White horse, yeah. Jessica White Horse. Nash. And they all get caught fucking in class. All of them.
Oh, that is one low-down, frightened ass man. Way back in the day, her great-great-grandma, the reason, Rosa Parks sat in the front of it.
The Rosa Parks one, it killed me. She's the reason she sat in the front of the bus.
Oh my fucking God. How have I never seen that? How old is that?
Great great grandma was sucking dick in the back.
So this is real?
Yeah, it's a real news story. You can find the longer one. It's like 5 minutes long of them going on about this girl who was caught having sex with 25 boys in the bathroom.
Do you think she had an orgasm every time?
I highly doubt it. Teenage boys are not known for that.
No, they're not. But do you think they had an orgasm every time?
Yeah.
Because that is a nasty, nasty puddle of mud by the end.
Oh, yeah. That's gross.
So she's been doing it since middle school.
Yeah.
So she's gotten...
And her mama did it. And her mama's mama did it.
And her great-grandmother did it.
Great-grandmother did it. That's the reason why Rosa Parks sat at the front of the bus.
Yeah. Well... Sometimes you just got to enter the family business. Wow, I cannot believe I've never seen that.
Me either.
All right.
I would have been really bummed if you had, because that is gold.
Yeah, that would have sucked. But alas, I didn't. You try not to make it sexual. You still made it sexual, which is fine. I
have to.
I know. I have sexual topics, too, to cover.
You should just give them to me.
I know, because I won't do a sexual topic when you do a sexual topic. That's why I like for you to pick yours first. Because I always have a couple ready to go.
I do not.
Yeah, so I always purposely don't have sex topics. Like, I have a sex topic that's going to, like, run out of its newness pretty soon, I think.
I'll try.
I mean, don't hurt yourself. You like what you like. So mine is an Am I the Asshole from Reddit.
I've probably seen it then.
Possibly, because you read Reddit all day. You wouldn't believe how much Carolyn is on Reddit lurking. You don't post ever, do you?
No, I've never posted.
You never post on Reddit?
No.
You never post on TikTok?
No.
You barely post on Instagram?
Nope.
You're a fucking enigma.
Yep.
How are these people supposed to get to know you? Just the podcast?
They don't need to know me. I need to know them.
Oh. Anyway... Am I the asshole for not letting my matron of honor hold her baby during my wedding ceremony?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yes. I am getting married, I, 21 female, am getting married at the end of July 2021. 21, a little young.
Yeah.
It's okay, but you might want to live a little first. My sister, 29 female, is my matron of honor, and she is currently pregnant with her fourth child. Her due date is a few weeks before my wedding, and I could not be more excited to meet my new nephew. However, she has been making some comments that are a bit worrying to me. She has repeatedly told me that she is going to hold her new baby as she walks down the aisle, regardless of my thoughts, despite the fact that her husband will be at the wedding and able to hold the baby. She plans to hold her baby during the ceremony and even feed him if she needs it. This is not a long Catholic wedding ceremony, just a regular old cutesy outdoor wedding, probably 20 minutes long. I told her she should feel welcome to have her new little baby with her during the day while we are getting ready, but when it comes to walking down the aisle, I would not like her to be holding the baby. The baby could cry, poop, need to eat, etc., etc. She has insisted that she will be holding the baby during the wedding, otherwise she will not be in the wedding. In addition to the baby-holding dilemma, she has jokingly told me that she will call me a bad aunt in her wedding speech. Or... she will get her other kids to object in the middle of my wedding. I think she is trying to be funny, but all of these comments are frustrating and hurting my feelings. Am I the asshole for telling my sister she can't hold her baby during the wedding? What do you think?
She is not the asshole.
Clearly. I was not sure you wouldn't stick up for the sister.
Well, you know how attached I am to my baby.
Exactly.
I breastfeed round the clock. Baby wear, don't ever put that baby down.
Flop your titties out to feed that baby.
Yeah, I don't even care. No matter where I'm at, you got a problem with it, you stick the blanket over your own freaking head.
Right.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah.
You go to the bathroom if you don't want to see my baby.
Absolutely. You can eat your lunch on the toilet.
And I agree with all that.
Very much attachment style parenting when it comes to newborns. They don't come out walking and talking for a reason. You're supposed to be taking care of them. You're supposed to be holding them, not sticking them in a contraption. But daddy's arms work too.
Yes.
So, no, I think that she should let the husband hold the baby for the wedding.
I think even...
baby should stay close to mom, as in, you know, shouldn't leave the baby with a babysitter for a wedding or whatever. But carrying it down the aisle, nah.
I would take it one step further And I would say the sister isn't even fucking invited to the wedding.
Because
she sounds like she's going to fucking make all this about her.
And if she's saying her kid, she would tell her kids to object, like, that cancels out the entire wedding.
Yeah.
Like, we just read that on one of the other, or Am I the Assholes or whatever. Like, someone made a joke out of objecting to the wedding. Come to find out, if they object to the wedding, you cannot have the wedding.
Yeah. Like, which I would murder someone for that.
Yeah.
For less.
A joke? Like, even if the preacher, whatever, whoever's doing it, officiating, knows it's a joke, legally they still can't continue the wedding. Like, that's not okay. Don't be threatening to ruin my whole wedding. Oh, you ain't coming now.
No, I wouldn't let her come. I wouldn't let her be in it. I wouldn't let her be my sister anymore.
You can't do anything about that.
Well, I wouldn't be friends with her. So I'm a little surprised. I thought maybe you'd stick up for the overbearing mother a little bit.
Nope.
Hmm.
Thought you knew me.
Okay. It sounds like the sister's trying to make it her day, not her sister's day.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that shit. Be a fucking reasonable human being for one
day. I had a new baby for my sister's wedding.
Right. And I held that damn thing all day.
Yeah, you held that damn thing all day.
And we had a baby for your grandmother's wedding, too.
We had two babies.
Yeah, and I held them.
Yeah, we had two babies for that
one. And it was in North Carolina, and I sweated like a pig. Uh-huh. I was, like, that was super fat rich, too.
You were at your fattest pig rich.
That was 265
anyway,
rich. So I'd have been sweating anyway.
Yeah.
So do you have any recommendations for this week?
Was I supposed to do that, too?
No, but you can.
This is bullshit.
No, I said you don't have to.
No, I don't have any recommendations. I haven't even read anything this week.
What have you been doing? What have you been doing all week?
I picked knitting back up.
And TikTok?
I did some TikToks.
And worrying about your husband driving around in the ice and snow?
Yeah. I was so worried. We didn't have any ice.
We were supposed to have ice, though.
I was worried.
Preemptively?
Yeah, and then I didn't have to anymore.
Okay, well, I have one. It's a podcast.
Okay.
It's 412 Sports Talk. As the name implies, it is a podcast centering on Pittsburgh sports. It's hosted by my good friend Chad Nolan and a guy named Eddie, who I do not really know, but I interact with on Twitter.
I've seen some posts by some Mr. Chad Nolan.
Yeah. He is a, what's the word I'm looking for? Rancontor on the internet.
Uh-huh.
He'll rancontor. A rancontor.
Don't do this again.
Like,
don't say the word again. Tell me what it is.
Like, he just causes a ruckus.
Like you?
Similar to me. Yeah, I would say.
Stirring the pots?
He's a habitual pot stirrer / line crosser, mm-hmm. line stepper. So, yeah, two peas in a pod, really. But they get, like, a lot of really good guests.
Are you usually in, like, the same pod, or are you guys in opposing pods?
No, we're almost always lockstep in the same pod.
Okay.
Like, we'll gang up on people. Cyberbullies, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine, though.
Okay.
They get really good guests. They cover shit that maybe a startup podcast trying to gain access to professional sports teams might shy away from, because it could impact their ability to get access to team personnel. But I like that.
Okay.
Gotta have some balls.
I won't listen to it, but
okay.
Okay.
That's that's great. So if you're into Pittsburgh sports or sports in general, check it out. It's usually like an hour, I think. Maybe a little bit less. I'll put the links to their show in the episode notes too. So it's Ass Kiss series still for me.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get you to stop holding the grudge.
Over the grudge?
Over the grudge.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked another movie that I know you've seen.
I like it.
And yeah, you like it?
Well, I liked it when I was a kid. I haven't seen it in a while.
Everybody likes it. Everybody loves this movie. It's a fucking classic. And again, this is one of those movies that if you want to start your kids on horror movies, maybe give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Gremlins.
Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins. Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
A nice job. A nice girl.
If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe you'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who were about to give him...
You're going to like this. No, don't shake it. We're going to have to open it now. Won't wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. My dad gave it to me.
But there are a few things to keep in mind. If you expose it to the light, you may hurt it. If you get it wet, it will multiply.
All that from water? They got wet?
Yeah, plain water.
And most important, no matter how much they beg, never, never let them eat after midnight. Because when they do, they change. They become clever. Mischievous.
What's going on here?
And dangerous.
Gremlins, eh? Little monsters.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know, maybe thousands.
They've been here too. Billy, what are these things? Where do they come from?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, I know. But in a few hours, you're gonna have a major disaster on your hands.
Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. They'll be expecting you.
I love Winnie so much.
Don't feed him after midnight.
We'll talk about that a lot, I'm sure, because I have some fucking questions, and I might dig into the literature to try to figure some of this shit out.
Well, that sounds like a bore.
Well, I like being boring.
Apparently.
And
that's why I gotta bring all the sex topics to the table.
I can bring sex topics. I have a sex topic.
I'm sure it's very vanilla.
It is not vanilla. It is anything but vanilla. I've already spoken to you about it, but I think the world needs to hear this fucking shit. And maybe one day if Carolyn decides to not talk about sex, you'll hear about it too.
I'm going to try.
So, Gremlin.
Really hard.
See, I didn't step
so
on it.
Hard.
I did step on it again.
It's fine, whatever.
I gave you a pregnant pause for you to jump in with your joke.
Yeah, not very pregnant. Like, before viability pregnant. Wasn't
so, like, long. Plan B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, before you even missed your period pregnant.
It's just hard to know when you're going to speak. So hard.
So see, that one was so long, you're going to have to cut it out.
That one
like,
was... That
you're going to...
That one was so long.
It.
That one was so long that I needed Pitocin to speak it.
Yeah.
But it was so long because I was lobbing a softball to you. I want you to get your joke in.
No, it's your joke now.
Well, I fucking stole your joke.
Yeah, as usual.
Anyway, Gremlins is free on HBO Max or for rent everywhere for like $4. It's like $3.99 everywhere. I guess that sort of breaks my rule of trying to stick to Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon. But like a lot of you motherfuckers have HBO Max now, right? And all of you've seen the movie. And you got $4.
You know, most people have seen the movie anyway. When we pick movies that everyone remembers, they're more likely to listen to it on time too, because they've already seen the movie, so they don't have to be like, "Oh, I have to watch a movie before I can listen to them."
Right.
And then we end up with another podcast out, and they're like, "Oh crap! Well, I'll just listen to that one instead." And then they've skipped one.
Yes, which has happened.
Yeah, don't do that.
Knock that shit off. So I think that's it for this week. Like I said, HBO Max for free or $4 everywhere. This movie is not hard to find. Go to the video store and get it. Do you have a video store?
There's no video stores anymore.
We have a video store.
This is 1990?
We have a video store. M&T. Not the bank, the video store. Hey, free plug for MT Video in Shamokin, Pennsylvania. Maybe a couple free rentals.
Like he listens.
Wow. Maybe he does. You don't know. You don't fucking know. The reach of this podcast.
Like that cold coffee.
All right. Well. Maybe you should watch that fucking video too. That is one of my only, one of two TikToks I've shared is that goddamn video.
When Shemokin made it on Shithole of the Week.
Yeah.
On Tosh.0.
And we deserve it. So have a good day. We'll see you next week with Gremlins.
Bye.